now then. There's that music again. Here he is. Look who he's outside. Look. Look, here he is. Let's bring him in. Here is Raimondo. Hello, how are you?
How's the honour, eh?
I'm grand, yourself?
You'll have to excuse my voice. It's very hoarse because I've been on the...
straight away.
Sorry,
oh, thank
sorry.
God you didn't say on the piss. straight in. So I thank God. I just thank God we're on at this time of the day. Otherwise, we wouldn't have seen you this morning, would we?
Well, we didn't. We went to that party last night, the rap party, and we didn't get to bed. We went to myself, John Nush, and Scott Did Royce, and we went straight from there hammered. You know, and
oh, excellent. That would have been
so
good.
We got
TV.
2 hours sleep, and altogether since Friday, I've got about 8 hours sleep. So. It's been tough. I'm feeling very ropey.
Oh dear, how are you?
I'm okay.
Nice to meet you.
You too, man, you too.
Look, it's Ray.
Hello.
Wow, this is Dave.
Hiya, you're right. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever heard of us before.
I have, yeah.
We're very popular.
The job I work in, I suppose he called you
that's right.
DJ, yeah. Which I wouldn't say, so I liked your show.
Yeah, thanks. That's like Paul Simpson for you. What can I say?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well. So then, you came second.
Yeah, smashing, absolutely brilliant. I tell you, I didn't even expect to get that far. I thought because of my outbursts on the show, I thought I was going to be gone way before that.
There were a few outbursts, yes,
to say the least. Yeah. But it wasn't all like that. It wasn't like that at all. Like they seemed to portray me as being this big larrikin out that seemed to lose their head.
No, I don't think they did actually. I think you got a fair share of. They showed you being nice and sensitive and caring and lovely.
Yeah.
And then you know the next night they'd show you smashing the crap out of something, and the night after that they'd show you being sensitive and caring and lovely.
It was all in balance, wasn't it?
Yeah, I say so. I think most people kind of. I think most people, even if not everyone comes out as they are, you know, sometimes you're nice, sometimes you get a bit ratty.
I'll tell the truth, the reaction I got from when I left, like, it supposedly was the biggest cheer of the night, and, it was unreal, like, I wasn't expecting that at all. And everyone outside has been absolutely amazing, all saying, you should have won, like, you're as robbed. But tell the truth, to come second is brilliant, it really is brilliant.
See, I wanted little Cameron to win.
Yeah, well, that's what I say, he is a nice guy, he is very much a nice guy. People are labelling him being boring, but he's not, like, he's has that mischievous side to him, like, you know.
I don't think he was any less boring than Scott was.
Like, trust me, Scott is...
No offence to old bleary eyes in there.
Scott would not shut up talking. All he did was talk, and even at night when he was sleeping, all he did was talk. So people never say he's boring.
He did talk in his sleep.
Actually, yeah, we've got something on this.
Well, now, you won't have seen any of the footage from Friday night yet, will you?
I've only seen... Not much at all. Okay. Like.
Because there was... There was a little montage of Scott talking in his sleep.
I heard about the bumhole thing.
Yeah. But have you ever heard it, though?
I kind of saw it, but tell the truth, I was just in a daze.
We'd like to hear it.
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah. Okay, quality's obviously a bit ropey, but...
Yeah.
Squatting over a mirror. Checking out my body. You ready?
Squatting over a mirror. Checking out my bumhole.
Seriously.
Good man.
I tell you.
That's got you, boy.
Class. I play that to virtually every housemate that's been on this show.
I tell you, he's a legend.
So whereabouts are you from?
I am from Dublin, but I've been living in London now for the past, originally, like, I was born over here. I lived here for about 10 years, moved over to Dublin, like, lived there for 15 years.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah, a lot of people back in Dublin were going, what's he doing wearing an England jersey? But they seem to forget.
I must admit, I did the same.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, going... Why is he wearing a top that says England? Then the next day you'd wear a top that said Dublin.
Oh, yeah. I am very proud to be a Dub as well.
Yeah. Like,
and above all, the only people I didn't want to offend was the Irish because, you know, they had been... I knew they would have been behind me 100%. Like.
Well, you know, I don't know about the drinking thing because, you know, as you know, the Dublin people don't really like drinking or anything
exactly.
Like that.
Well, that's what I meant to be going back to Dublin. I'm going back to Dublin now on Friday for the weekend. And I suppose it's going to be a good reception. So,
I'd say so.
I'm looking forward to it.
No, because that was the thing, cause like, you know, because my family's from, I'm born in England, but my mum's side's from Dublin and
Cool.
All that.
Nice one.
And, like, I know, for example, my cousin would never wear an England shirt. He'd just never, I mean, he's not got a major issue with it, but you go, put the England shirt, he'd go, you can get stuff, no way.
Well, that's it, tell the truth, everyone was saying, a lot of my friends back in Dublin were saying, listen, don't wear your England jersey. And I was actually saying to him, well, you know, that's me, I've always done it, everyone that knows me in Dublin knows I do wear it, like, you know.
Yeah.
And if I didn't wear it, I think I wouldn't be myself, like, so.
So, born in England.
Yep.
I
lived here for 10 years, yeah.
And then went to Dublin.
Yeah, lived there
for
4 years.
And then how long have you been living back in England for?
About a year now, since April Fool's Day last year.
Oh, really? There you go. So, okay, so then the football comes on. okay?
Yeah.
And England are playing Germany on one channel.
Yeah.
While Ireland are playing Argentina on another channel.
Mm.
What do you watch at the same time?
England game.
Really?
So, yeah, well, that's it.
England play Ireland. Who do you support?
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd tell you, I still would be up for England.
Really?
What, yeah. even watching it in Dublin?
Yeah.
See, it's funny because obviously, because all my, I mean, I went to, during the World Cup, when was it last year?
Last summer, yeah.
Was it then, when did it? Saturday, we went to our local and we watched an England game.
Mm.
And the next day, Ireland were playing Spain. So I thought it'd be funny to book a flight and fly. So I went to the pub, watched England, very jarred, and then went to the airport, flew to Dublin, went out in Dublin on Saturday night, and put my Ireland shirt on to then watch Ireland play Spain.
Yeah.
And then flew back after that, which was very, very messy.
Well, that's it, like, generally.
So I got the best of both worlds that weekend.
Well, that's it, during the World Cup, I was up for Ireland and I was up for England as well, obviously, like, you know, but...
Exactly.
I think if it came down to it, yeah, probably.
It's Ray Montgomery. Look, it's lovely Ray. Isn't he lovely?
That stuff.
His lovely bald head. He shaves his hair because he's going bald.
Yes,
how old
yes,
are you?
I'm 25.
Is that all?
Mm.
Good God. 25. Good God. I'm 24 myself. But,
but we imagine when we get to 25.
Yeah. Wow, it must be bizarre.
I don't know.
25.
Mm.
God, you look so much older. You've had a hard life.
I've had a hard life. Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you.
not at all, man. It's been easy going, like.
Well, listen, I'm going to talk more with you. I'm going to play a record and then chat more. Relax.
Super.
Is there anything we can get you?
No.
Alcohol?
No. No, no
pie.
Way. I've had enough of
it. Cheese?
No, thanks.
No? Okay.
Cheers, man.
A woman?
Well, you know.
Okay. No. Oh, no. She's not a secret now. There you go. That's Hot, Hot Heat and No, Not Now. So this is saying this to Steph yesterday. Oh, she's lovely.
She's such a sweet girl.
She's lovely. She's tiny.
Yeah, she is my...
She's tiny. What a small girl she is.
Petite, I think, is the word, isn't it?
Petite is a... Yeah, but how tall are you?
I'm about 6 foot.
6 foot. And she's, what, about 4'3"?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. She's tiny.
She's small as that.
Not as small as that, maybe. But yeah. So is it nice to be out?
It is, yeah. I was delighted now when it all finished. Like, I was just wanting to deal with whatever was outside. Like, and it's been brilliant. You know, it really has.
Because everybody, you know, everybody was worried about what kind of reaction they'd get.
Yeah, I was. After the fight with Steph, of all people to argue with Steph, like, you know, but it just shows what a strong woman she brought me to tears, like, you know.
But then the next day, you know, you're sitting on the couch going, this is the second or third time now I've woken up in the morning now to apologise for something.
Well, it was only second time I regret doing anything in the house, like, but now, looking back in there, it was not, like, it wasn't that much of a big deal.
It's not
like,
the end of the world.
Yeah,
but then, she, you know, to be fair, as we said to her yesterday, she wouldn't stop going on about it, and none of us knew what the hell you two were talking about anyway.
Oh, I think it was about,
it was about the chat.
Yeah, chat. Exactly, yeah.
But as a viewer, it's great.
I'm glad.
Because it's that kind of thing where, if I'd have been sitting there, because what I thought was interesting, because when you got up and threw your wobbler and threw your bottle, open it down and the blah, blah, it's everybody did that thing of going, and no one said anything.
No way.
Now, you know, but now,
I haven't seen that.
But you know, like, if you'd have done that, you know, with all your mates in London or over in Dublin, you know, someone would have gone, hey, get back here.
Yeah.
Go on.
See, everyone was afraid to react. Everyone, it really was. At the end, I just said, my thing is, just go in there, be yourself, and at the end, deal with the consequences when they do come out, like, you know, so, but, you know, that was him, like, you know, that's what they dealt with it inside there.
Yeah. Ah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, it is.
And now you're out.
Exactly.
And now the chicks will be all over you. So you're single?
I am single, yeah.
Oh, you're going to get so much action.
Well, I'll tell you myself, I'm going to give you an exclusive. I know, myself and Tanya had a bit of a snog there last night, like, you know, so,
Really?
I did, yeah, at the rap party last night with Big Brother, so watch this space.
She's going to love you saying that.
Mm. Oh, yeah, she's a great girl, like.
No, I was being sarcastic. I don't think she's she's still going to be happy with you saying that.
Yeah, she bigged me up big time, suppose, and so...
Well, she seemed to big you up last night, by the sound. Maybe she'll big you up later on in the week. I don't know. Oh, man. So how bizarre then? So when you first sit there and go, I think I might enter Big Brother for a laugh and see what happens.
Mm.
So then all of a sudden you walk through the doors and you're in.
Yeah.
At any point did you sit there and go, what am I doing here? What am I doing here?
Plenty
or did you just think, oh, so I'll just stay, balls to it?
No, there was, like, I think... there was plenty of times when boredom set in, like, you know, and I did pace myself and I was going, what am I doing? And then sometimes, you know, when there were times, you know, where you do feel down in the dumps and you're just going, I'm going to walk. Mm. But no, at the end of the day, like, to get past, like, 10,000 people or 10,000, yeah, to get down to 12 and then, you know, see how, you know, keeping living each day, you know, surviving nominations on, you know, it was brilliant, you know. It was the best 9 weeks of my life, definitely.
Oh, well, and, you know, it's one of these things where... I remember when I was 18, I lived in Luxembourg for a year.
Mm.
And I know that every day for the next 5-6 years, every day I thought about it.
Mm.
Somebody would say something, or I'd mention something about it. So there's always that,
yeah.
You know, so this will major life-changing thing.
Oh, it is, yeah, definitely.
Even if you end up going back to what you did beforehand, mm. and you just take it for the experience, it, you know, that it was.
Mm.
But chances are, what do you want to do? Is there anything you want to do?
Well, tell us, I've even said, like, I'm not sure whether I'll be going back to the job now. Like, just the thoughts of sitting in front of a computer now, the whole day, like, after all this. Don't know, so... I've got a few gigs to do and all, but I haven't been saying, like, I should do something like in there, present or something like that, but we'll have to wait and see how it goes.
Well, do what you, you know, just do what you want to do.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with flow.
Exactly. You can buy a bar. Raise bar. Maybe that probably
that
wouldn't be.
O'Shars, I think it was, wasn't it?
Something like that. Oh, man. So we saw the interview with Davina on Friday.
Yep.
And there was a little bit in there.
I knew this was going to come up, excuse the pun.
So to speak.
Now, seriously, I've been told it's like a baby's arm holding an apple. That's what I've heard.
That's what you heard.
Now, seriously, what is wrong with you? If that was me and Davina said, we'd like to show it, I'd be like, you show it, love. You show it. Stick it on the widescreen, though. You won't see it on one of these portables.
No way.
What's wrong with you?
My mum was there. My mum was there. I didn't want my mum
seeing
it.
She's seen it?
I didn't want my mum seeing me on it with her hair down.
Seriously, man, do you know?
No way.
Oh, I would show it to everybody.
No,
I'd have Polaroids.
I'll leave it.
I'd wear see-through pants.
Mysteriousness to it, like, you know, so, you know, I don't want to give it too much away.
God. Seriously. Is it like a third leg?
That'd be telling.
Man. Wowee!
Oh, no.
Now, when the cameraman wanted to hug you so much on the last night...
Oh, was it? Oh, just stuff.
Wouldn't you? I don't understand. I mean, I can understand you being embarrassed. But as a bloke-to-bloke conversation, I'd be wrapping it around my neck. I'd be waving it off. I'd be showing... We've got a friend, and he's, like, quite happy, thank you, down there.
Yeah.
And everyone knows. Everyone knows. And it got to the point where someone would go, excuse me, are you? Whatever. Yeah. I've heard that you've got a big... There you go.
That's only because you told everybody.
Well, that's true, yeah. But I would. I'd tell everyone.
No, that's all.
I've got a small penis. but I don't mind. But see, if I had a huge... Oh, man. I'd be like this. Hi! All day.
Flashing around. No way.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
No, like a
cowboy.
No,
like a lasso.
No way.
No.
Well, you know, I have my morals.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? I wouldn't.
No.
Well, listen, are you going to hang around for a bit?
Yeah,
you?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay. Are you a football fan, by the way?
Not being the old Premiership, like, I watch any games, you know, I have no particular team.
Okay. Well, if you want, you can adopt Leeds.
Yes. I was actually met a mate of yours last night and told
him to
do a bit of grief over Leeds, like, you know, because everyone wants to leave, like, so I'll leave that till later on.
Yeah, thanks very much. All right, well, listen, thanks for coming in.
Listen,
but
pleasure.
Don't go home yet.
No, not at all.
We're going to get, you know, old Bleary Eyes in and have a chat with him.
Be kind, he's a nice bloke, a very nice bloke.
I like him.
Yeah, he's a good bloke.
But he's a Liverpool fan and they stole Harry Kewell. Put your arms down, he's injured. Anyway, so
cheers,
so listen, talk to you in a bit.
Yep.
Have a little think now, if you want an aspirin or anything like that, have a think.
Stress,
obviously.
Sorry, me throw.
And then we'll take you out tonight for a few gargles.
Go on, you know you want.
No. Hey, listen, Goss has been drinking with me. If he can do
it, yeah.
Yeah.
He hasn't been drinking as much probably as I have.
That's because he went drinking with me.
Yes.
He needs a few days off.
Yes, exactly.
Go on, if you want to.
I'll see.
Go on.
I'll see.
Nice big pint of Guinness.
Oh, no, I don't like Guinness.
Can I get this?
Cider.
Cider?
Yeah.
Oh, nice big pint of Strongbow.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Couple of girls.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
somebody else picking up the bar tab.
Maybe.
Oh, what a night. Yeah? Right, Will, can we get expenses?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
There you go, then.
Right, lovely to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
He's a legend, he's Ray, and we'll talk more later, but hang on, because Scott's still to come.